to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. This topic of this message today is the One True God, Part 2. As I mentioned earlier in the last message, our God is holy. He is true. He is true to His words. His words are like yes, yes, or amen, amen, and no, like no or no. So He is a holy God. He is worshipped by angels, all hours in heaven. There is no stop. He shows compassion to humanity. He shows His compassion and grace to every creation. He says in the Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul writes through the Holy Spirit about God's grace. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. See, grace and peace, two things humanity needed. All the creation of the world, all the creations of God need the compassion of God. In one verse in Isaiah says that He opens His arms and every creatures are satisfied. When God opens His arms, He provides, He gives. He's merciful. He's merciful to people. He sent the rain and also the sun. The life can end without those two things in the planet Earth. Now God is kind and merciful. We also said at the same time, God judges the sin. If you lie, falsify, and you say wrong things, and you never confess your mistake, God will judge you. But He always ready to forgive. In a human court system, you may not get forgiveness. But your sins you committed against the eternity, the eternal God, which leads your life to eternity, that judge of the universe, He can forgive you, not to be in jail, not to be in hell. But in the other side, if you don't ask for forgiveness, your life, your spirit, your eternity may get lost in hell. Now, God's word is pure. It's holy. It is refined. It's unfallible. There is no error. There is inerrance in the word of God. In the 2 Peter 1:21 says, for prophecy not in old time by the will of man, that men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity of Godhead. Now, why this verse here? Because we are talking all these references of God from the Holy Scripture, the Bible. The Bible contains the Old Testament and the New Testament. What is a testament means? Testament means a contract, a agreement between God and human. The Old Testament has laws and rules and regulations that one, how one can be justified by their act and by faith. But in the New Testament, There is no act, only faith. By faith in Jesus Christ, believe in his death and in his resurrection, that you confess your sins, you shall be the child of God. So the word of God, we talked about the references given in the Bible, from the Bible also. The Bible, many times men thinks, people thinks it's a book. It's like another book. I think they got really big wrong. Very, very big wrong. The Bible is a book written by the Spirit of God. But I said one time earlier also, God is Spirit. The Spirit God communicate with human people, human spirit. The ones who pray and meditate and listening to God, there is a communication between God and human being. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God, God promised them, you come with a sacrifice, you come with an offering that your sins will be forgiven. You lay your hands on that animal who is blameless, and his blood will be shed, and your blood, your forgiveness will be done. Your sins are forgiven. And there are many rules and regulations for that offering God has given in the Old Testament. Now once in the New Testament, all you do is to repent and ask for forgiveness. You cannot continue doing sin, but you should ask God for his help. The Holy Spirit of God will guide you and help you if you intend to do or you want to do something. The Holy Spirit will remind you. Praise God. Now, where this word of God came from? The word of God was written by men who received the Holy Spirit of God, and God spoke to them through the Spirit, and they prophesied it. It was written by someone, a personal assistant, or by themselves. The word was written. So the Peter epistle, 2 Peter 1:21 says, the prophecy, which is the word of God, which is the Bible, did not come in old time by the will of man. It was not written by the man's will. It's not a story. It's not a epic or novel. It is the true fact how God dictated his message to the humanity, human being, who was a prophet of God, who heard the message through the Holy Spirit of God, and it was written down later. But when men of God spoke, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, it says in Peter's epistle. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, we can see also, know the heart of all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, through furnished unto all good works. The word scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's inspired. The difference between the word of God, the Holy Bible, and any other religious books, so-called, the difference is that the Word of God, or the Scripture, the Word of Bible, is inspired. You will read it, it will inspire you, give you instructions and guidance. Now, in the true God's presence, the sin entered the world. The Satan deceived humanity. Humanity became corrupted. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of thoughts of heart was only evil continually. See, every time something bad happens in the world, some people say, why God allowed this? No, God did not allow it. It happened because of the sin of humanity. And it said in the book of Genesis chapter 5 verse 6, it is repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Then the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. See, there was a time that men went seriously, vigorously wicked, the time of Noah. That one true God, he was truthful. He wanted the well-being of all his creatures and beings he created. But everything became wicked, corrupted. But at the time, Noah found grace in the sight of God. See, therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. See, only person who had faith in God at the time of Noah was Noah and his family. And also it says in verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, the earth, the people, the unrighteousness that cause God's anger. Because of that which may be known to God is manifest in them. This is reading from Book of Romans chapter 1 verse 17 onwards. The ungodliness, you know, of God hath showed the goodness to them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, even though people knew what is right, they refused to accept the truth, accept the right. For example, at the time of Noah, the world was full of wickedness. One will murder, one will kill the other one. Cheat, lie, falsify, they will take the life each other. It became so horrible that God wanted to stop it. Now, the situation never get better. What happened after the flood? There was only three sons of Noah and himself and his wife. From the three sons and their wives, the rest today's world population has been produced. Now, after Noah's three sons, the generation of Noah, they have split to different part of the earth. But it doesn't look like anyone want to continue following God. We see there is no worship of God after Noah's one-time worship. Later, the men went their own way, until we see the next person in the generation of Noah's son Shem come to be Abraham. The only one who saw written in the Bible who was seeking God. And he rejected immorality in Mesopotamia, his birthplace. He rejected idol worship. He told the Mesopotamians, There's only one true God. He created the universe, all the stars, all the galaxies you're seeing. But they created a tumult against him. They wanted to kill him. In the book written by Josephus, the famous Jewish historian, in the complete books of Josephus, you read about Abraham's story. It also says they want to get rid of him. But God called Abraham and guided him, told him to go to a place where that he did not even know. So there, the true God appeared to Abraham. Amen. Now we see the sin never ended in the world after that. And everyone went their own way and they make their own gods. It says in Romans 1:23 and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. See, God's image has been made by men. That God don't have an image. God is a spirit. So God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. For even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. So this is what happened to human. Why this unusual, unnatural relationships the man has created by themselves. Even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. They filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, investors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. See, this is a time when years we see that encouragement of unnatural things, relationships, and all those things are being encouraged, supported, and growing, which increases God's wrath on them who does that. God condemns sin for the wages of sin is death, but the right gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you want to escape from the wrath of God, repent. Accept the Lord who died on the cross for your sins. And this is the condemnation: the light is come into the world. Men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. We see the evil secretly performing sins sometimes comes in public and get their approvals. God judge all these sins. You can't escape from the true God. Like I said before, the true God is holy, righteous, one to forgive. So we see that God offered the forgiveness to us. God sent his Son for a propitiation for our sin. God replaced and put Jesus on the death row for us. And he died in place of you and me. For the sinful nature we all have, humanity have the sinful nature. We received it from Satan. We accepted it. We want to enjoy that pleasures of a temporary time. But you know, God offers good pleasure, enjoyment, love, affection in the right path, the proper direction, proper way. So he put Jesus for us. Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Some wants to go to God directly, like Jews and Islamic people. They do not believe they need a savior. It's a sad situation. Well, if you don't need a savior, you are not a sinner. Now there is nobody is without sin. Bible says all have sinned and lost the glory of God. Well, God do not speak to you unless you paid the price for sins. Unless you die, you don't pay the price. But if you die, you cannot live with God. Old Testament speak to you, prescribed sacrifices for sins. But that sacrifices has ended by the death of Jesus. Why do you think there is no sacrifice anymore? Because God performed the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his Son to die on the cross. But that ended by the death of Jesus, the sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Now for last 2000 plus years, you need go to God through the Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are a Muslim and you think you can go to Allah, call Allah, but that's not. If there is a Allah who accepts you without your sin, that's not a true Allah. He's not God. The revelation of this word, the scripture, through his creation in the earth and the sea, God shows. He speaks to the world by his word. Through his creation in the earth and the sea, the creation of the heavens and the galaxies, by his human encounters, by the person of his own Son, Jesus Christ. In your own conscience, God speaks. By faith in God through his Son, Jesus Christ, Jesus said, unto him I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God, holy God, who doesn't come down to the earth to commune with the unholy human beings. So he sent his Son, incarnated in the human form, in birth through the woman's as a woman's child. He will bear your sin and commit, take all your sins away. He is the way. You need to approach. You need forgiveness of sin to approach God. If you think you can contact God by yourself, you are wrong, because you know Adam and Eve failed, and we are all born sinners. To a Jewish believer, go and check your promises God gave to you through Abraham. His seed is Jesus. He is Christ or Messiah. You do not believe him. Check out his work, the messianic work written in the book of Isaiah and also the other prophets, that his work will prove that he was the Messiah. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. There is one true God, one mediator, that mediator, Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since a death has taken place for the redemption of transgressions are committed under the covenant, first covenant, those who has been called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, you need to come to him and pray to God for forgiveness. This one true God, he fulfilled his promises to us. So please come to the Lord and ask for mercy, his forgiveness. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words.